Dustin Nielsen, the voice of the Bears, and Nielsen Fraser joins us. Nelly, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. We already had those texts this morning. Mooka led in 2 on 9. That's ridiculous. Both of them, he had no chance on either of them. I mean, but you're right. When you would never think that a number one team in the country and the number four team in the country would play in the shot to be 39-9. But to be quite honest with you, I think they only had 8. I didn't see the 9th shot on goal. So it was dominant last night, buddy.
Now, why did they play on Thursday night this weekend?
Well, what they wanted to do, because both of these teams are actually, they're both going to Nationals already, right? So they're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Their flights out east leave Monday morning at 7. So they wanted to get the series done by Saturday so they'd have a day to get everything together and then fly out Monday morning to head out to Halifax. So that's why they went Thursday, Friday, Saturday this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Herbert was telling us last night that he kind of proposed at the beginning of the year to just have a one-game final because both teams are already going to Nationals, right? Why would you want to crash and bang around for maybe 3 more games?
Mm-hmm.
But it was voted down by the coaches, so that's why they're playing a best of 3 again.
Hmm. Now, I wonder how the other leagues would look at that and say, hey, wait a second.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? That kind of takes away – it's definitely a competitive advantage for the two teams in the West. Right, and I get what Herbers was doing in that one because he's saying, well, it doesn't really mean anything, and in essence, it doesn't. But still, I think it does mean something for the players to say, hey, we won CIS West, right?
Yeah. They still want to win Canada West, and for the Golden Bears, they still want to go in. I mean, assuming they finish Calgary off tonight or finish them off tomorrow, it doesn't matter. If they win this series, they're going to be the number one team in the nation. Whereas if Calgary somehow pulled off the upset, you know, they'd probably end up being the number 2 or 3 seed. UNB would hop up to number 1. And then the Bears would be knocked down to the 4 or 5 area. I would think that's probably how it would end up going. So there's still a little something to play for. And saw it last night. There was a lot of fire on both sides of the ice last night, especially when it was kind of starting to get out of hand in favor of the Golden Bears. So the Dinos are there to play. I don't know what they can bring to the table tonight. I know out in the AUS, they play a best-of-5 semifinal, and then they play a best-of-3 final. So they cut it down a little bit, but it's still a best-of-3 like the rest of the country.
You mentioned Curtis Mooka was between the pipes last night. Are they going to switch it up, or is he back in the net tonight, Dustin?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know what Herbers is going to do because he's pretty much, for the last 2 years, just gone back and forth between the two guys. And now you can look at the argument, well, Siemens wasn't very good last week on the Saturday game against UBC, and his numbers this year have not been as impressive as they were last year. Curtis Mooka has clearly been the better goaltender for the Golden Bears. You can also look, last night, Mooka only had 9 shots. I mean, he didn't even really get tested last night. And do you really want your number one goaltender going into Nationals playing 1 game in the last 2 weeks and only having 9 shots on goal? So if I was betting, I'd say Herbers probably goes back to Siemens because that's how he's always done it. But if there was ever a time to get Mooka back in there for a back-to-back set, this would be it. So if I wager a guess, he probably goes to Siemens, but I don't know. It's very interesting. Last night though, I mean, the other argument you can make is, well, you know, what happens if you lose to Calgary with your number 2 goaltender in? And if they play the same way they did last night, they could put a plastic board in net and probably win. So I think maybe that's the reason they can justify going with Siemens. I guess we'll have to see tonight.
Dustin Nielsen joins us. The U of A Golden Bears back at it tonight, taking on Calgary at Claire Drake Arena. I want to ask you about 3 players I got a chance to watch in the Western Hockey League. TJ Foster and Stefan Legault specifically, they won some Canada West trophies and awards. Does the offense really kind of go with those 3 players, Foster, Craig, and Stefan Legault?
No, you know what? The offense especially, I think this has been a really good example of what's been going on here in the playoffs. In the first game of the playoffs, TJ Foster and Jordan Hickmott and Rhett Rychinski on that line, they were by far the best line in game 1. And then in game 2, it was Levko Koper and Johnny Lazo and the captain, Cruz Reddick. They were by far the best line. And then last night, it was Brett Ferguson, who plays on the line with Stefan Legault and Jamie Crux, and they carried the bulk of the scoring last night. So all three playoff games, there's been a different line that's actually been the best line on the team. And that's what's so difficult for some of these teams to match up against. As for Foster and Legault specifically, and TJ Foster at times just looks like he's on a completely different level than anybody else, even on the Golden Bears. I mean, the guy absolutely skates by like the wind. I mean, he's by far the best skater that I've seen in my 5 years doing Golden Bears games. Ben Lindemalder, a defenseman they had the last few years, he was an outstanding skater as well, but I think Foster takes it to the next level. And Stefan Legault does not look like a guy who didn't play hockey last year. He stepped right in. He's been outstanding. He scored the game-winning goal in their first game of the playoffs. And like you mentioned, Mark, he's the Rookie of the Year in Canada West. So he stepped in and made a good impact, along with Keyser, who obviously spent some time with the Oil Kings as well. Both those guys have been great for first-year players.
You mentioned Foster, and you know he was always a great skater in the Western Hockey League, but U of A's tougher competition. He seems a better CIS player than he was a WHL player.
Yeah, he put up some pretty good numbers there, and he's only in his second year now with the Golden Bears, so I can't imagine what TJ Foster is going to look like as a fourth-year or fifth-year guy for Alberta, because this year there were games where, and it's weird to say this, but it's actually great to watch him skate. Like, you get excited when he winds back to pick up the puck behind his own net, because he just gets flying, and the game just suits him perfectly. And I think TJ Foster is the guy who suits the university game here in Canada perfect, because he probably needs a few more years to get stronger before he can go play somewhere else. I'm sure when he's done his university career, by putting on a few more pounds and getting stronger and just becoming more of a man over the next couple of years, there's going to be teams, whether, I don't know what league it'll be in, but they'll be offering to pay him money to come play. And I don't know if he would have really had that good shot if he hadn't decided to come to the University of Alberta and develop with Ian Herbers and the coaching staff they've got here.
Dustin Nielsen joins us. U of A Golden Bears taking on the Calgary Dinos tonight. If U of A wins, series is over. If Calgary manages to get 15 shots, they go to game three. No, I'm kidding. They have to win the game. Who is going, looking ahead to Nationals, Dustin, like based, and I know it's only one game, but just based on how U of A throttled Calgary and likely going to win the series, who's going to be their toughest competition in Nationals?
Likely UNB again. They are the Golden Bears of the East. I don't know if they've been as dominant as the Bears have in the majority of their games this year, but anytime you get to that tournament, and UNB has basically been number two every single week. I think there may have been one week where they dropped to number three when they lost a game to Acadia, I think they lost a game to Acadia and we dropped them down to number three in the national rankings. But UNB is the one team that stands out. When you get to those tournaments, you hope to see, I mean, the game that everybody wants to see is Alberta versus New Brunswick. And that will, once again, with it being out east, that'll be the game that everybody wants to see. And I mean, we saw it 2 years ago, though, in Saskatoon. I mean, with one game, like you mentioned, Gregor, now it is essentially one game, literally. There's none of the backdoor stuff to kind of weasel your way in if you do lose a game. But we saw the Golden Bears dominate Waterloo 2 years ago, and they outshot them by 30 and ended up losing that game 2-1. So, I mean, if you get a hot goaltender anyway along the way, especially in a tournament like that, you know, there's a possibility for an upset. But UNB is the one team, I think, that, if you ask and got an honest answer from people involved with the Golden Bears, that'd probably be the one team that they would mention.
And that's fair. And you know what? I know some people don't like it. And every year that U of A loses, a lot of their supporters are like, oh, the format's no good. Right?
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? The format is what it is. It's the same for everybody else. And I think that's what makes it exciting in a national championship. It's one game.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's what you get this year with them bringing eight teams to Nationals. It's just going to be a straight-up 18 playdown. So there'll be a quarterfinal, a semifinal, a final, and that's it. So it's more of a legitimate tournament now than you've seen in the past, and I think that's probably got quite a few people excited as well.
What are the – I think it's way better, personally.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, right? This is definitely how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't kind of have those meaningless games. Everybody knows the schedule beforehand, right? And if I'm not mistaken, if number eight, and I doubt it happens, but let's say number eight upsets, they automatically play 4 or 5, right? They don't have to play number two?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's no reseeding.
Yeah.
I think that's how it'll basically work. It's like the NCAA bracket, I think. I might have missed a memo on that one, but I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to work, yep.
Well, it should be great, Nilly. You're going to Nationals, are you not?
No, I'm not, man. We're having a baby right away.
Oh, that's right.
So actually, I'm at the hospital right now. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to call the game tonight, to be honest with you.
Are you guys at the – who's your fill-in? Who's going to do it for you?
Well, if I can't make it, it'll be Doug McLean and Dee Millard will do it.
Oh.
So we're just getting some tests done here. I think Cam might be in, like, the early stages of labor. So we'll have to sort out. But labor can go for, like, 40 hours, so I'm going to try to call the game regardless.
Oh, I'm sure your wife will appreciate it. Oh, hey, are you gonna? Do you want to leave during labor to go do the game? Yeah. Hey, Nielsen, I'll give you some advice. Don't even bring that up.
It's the deciding game of the Canada West final. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called your first child.
Yeah, well, it's not, the baby's not going to come while I'm at the game. I mean, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, we'll see. Who knows? I might not even get to be there.
So I could tell you my wife was speed birth. We went in at noon, and young Beckett came out at 3:20. So.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. So you never know. Maybe I'll have a kid before puck drop and be able to make it.
No. Yeah, well, exactly. Because once the baby's out, you got nothing to do.
So. Well, exactly. We have family in town, and yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, well, hey, the guy for the first few months, you're just like, hey, I can burp him and change him, but that's really all I can do. So.
We'll see how it goes, man.
Have a good one.
Okay, see ya.